friends. Today's talk, I Am an Original, is in honor of our earthly fathers, without whom, at least in part, we wouldn't be so physically original. And it's in recognition of the true source of our life and our true identity as sons and daughters of God. Science of Mind tells us that God is not external. God is at the center of our very life. We could say that in that way we all share the same divine DNA. But as we talked about last Sunday, we are each a unique expression of the universe, a unique variation of creation, an original expression of divinity rooted in that which is identical, love. The way of the heart tells us, for you are love. God creates only that which is like unto himself, and God is only love. Now, in this world, sometimes it is difficult for us to see that love is in every aspect of our vast diversity, that the same life is right there. Sometimes it's not easy to recognize with the vivid contrast of individual expressions in thoughts and words and actions that within every living being there is the same life. The life that originated and continues to exist and would not exist without love. The spiritual teacher Muji said, if you could look inside the heart of any and every single human being, you would fall in love with them completely. If you see the inside as it really is and not as your mind projects it to be, you would be so purely in love with the whole thing. The more we know who we're looking at, beyond appearances, the more we're aware of what we're looking for, beyond the obvious. Then whether we are looking in the mirror or we are looking at a world that seems to be filled with others, the Christ in us will show to us the Christ in every aspect of life. And we will be so in love with the whole thing. Now, sometimes we think, and we might even say out loud and so many words, the Christ in me sees the Christ in you, but not in you, especially not in you. And if you want me to see the Christ in you, then this is what you got to do. But the way of the heart tells us, for Christ is the sons and daughters of God. The offspring of God is God's only creation. Your Creator's only creation is you, the truth of you. We could say paradoxically that each of us is an only child with infinite brothers and sisters. Think about it. When we feel free to be the original we are in the one creation, we feel free to allow everyone else to be the original they are in the one creation without needing them to conform to our way of being. The Christ, God's only creation, can't see anyone who isn't related to itself by holy birth. And since God creates only that which is like himself and God is only love, the Christ sees only what can be seen through the eyes of love. The poet Rumi said, "The one eye love is everywhere." When we're not seeing what the Christ in us is seeing, it doesn't feel good within us because we're pinching ourselves off from the very love that would shine its healing light through us and change the way we see. That is what is meant by the first line of the A Course in Miracles passage that we explored on the first Sunday of this month. I am responsible for what I see. It's powerful, not passive, to take a stand for love and to look at this world through eyes of love no matter what is happening. When we feel the love that lives in us, when we feel the love that causes us to live, we're able to get our opinions out of the way and to live harmoniously with others because we're able to see the inside as it really is, and not as our mind projects it to be. And then we are able to say, in truth, with heart-filled conviction, the Christ in me sees the Christ in you, no matter what you do. In this way, we become part of the solution instead of an additional part of the problem. There's power in our declarations, power that can change the world. And so it seems a good idea for our understanding of that power for us to explore that full passage once more from A Course in Miracles. It says, I am responsible for what I see. I choose the feelings I experience, and I decide upon the goal I would achieve. And everything that seems to happen to me, I ask for and receive as I have asked. It's a statement that perfectly reflects the power of declaration, our authority to choose a thing, to declare a thing, and have it established for us. It's a powerful affirmation of our pure, creative, spiritual, vibrational nature and purpose. It's a reminder of our ability to make a conscious choice as to what we want to see in life, what we want to focus on as present, and our freedom to take responsibility for what we believe is there and true, above and beneath and within and beyond the physical appearances of anything in any moment. It's a confirmation of our capacity to choose how we want to feel, the emotional energy that we want to come alive in us. And through those two powerful choices, through the power of those two choices, I am responsible for what I see. I choose the feeling I would experience. We achieve our goal to love or not in any moment. Everything that seems to happen to us happens through us. And it unfolds for us as we've asked through our choices. It seems such a wonderful, free way to live, to know that we can create the life that we want to live in this world. But because that quote, and so many like it, are mistaken for words of shame and blame, that misunderstanding causes us to feel bad about ourselves, like a spiritual screw-up that isn't worthy to be called a son or daughter of God. And when we're feeling unworthy, bad about ourselves, sometimes we use the concept of personal responsibility as a means of making others feel bad about themselves too. Not always intentionally. When I was a little girl, I was a climber. I used to climb up high fences and up the trees and up on top of the roof of our garage. And when I fell and ran crying to my mom, she said, "You know, you brought that on yourself." And after a while, I stopped climbing up on anything high. Even standing on the edge of something high made me nervous. Because if I was someone who would call falling to myself, I couldn't take any chances. When you are responsible is heard without spiritual understanding and said with words that do not flow on the currents of love, they can be harmful. In fact, a friend shared with me just last week that when a loved one of hers developed cancer a few years ago, someone said to her loved one, "You know, you brought all of this on yourself." The words didn't convey the speaker's recognition that we are all powerful creators of our own experience. Instead, they reflected the foolish assumption that anyone would intentionally, deliberately, and willingly call to themselves pain and suffering. Now, though we may all experience health challenges or body pain sometimes, or anger and conflict in relationships occasionally, or confusion or lack of peace in our mind every once in a while, and financial problems that seem to come and then go, None of it is the result of our asking for something bad to come our way. In our hearts and in our prayers, we always, always ask for something good, and something good is always given to us in the moment we ask. When something occurs in our life that appears to be something we don't want, it can serve us in getting clear about what it is we do want. And it's good to be clear. It's good to know what we would rather create in our life and to discover our power to create it. But once we get clear, once we know what it is we do want, in order for it to take form and expression in our life, we need to stop staring at what we don't want. Abraham Hicks said, when you're able to separate how you feel from what's happening, you will have mastered the art of deliberate creation. We can only create from that which belongs to us, and there is nothing in this world that we can claim as ours except our thoughts and our feelings. We can choose to live our life in joyous expectation that all that we want is coming to us. We can live in that joyous expectation and anticipation. But if we believe that what seems to happen to us happens to us from a power that is outside and separate from us, rather than through us from the power that is within us, then we won't see what we want when it arrives because we won't be looking for it. In the book of Mark, we read, therefore I say to you, everything, everything you pray and ask for and believe you are receiving, it shall be given to you. You shall have it. We can only stand in joyously answered prayer when we believe our prayers have been answered. The key to receiving our good is to look away from what we don't want and look to what we do want. Jesus said, turn the other cheek. Look this way. Here it is. Lift up your eyes. The fields are already ripe for the harvest. It's here. It's now. Where our mental energy goes, so our life experience flows. Rumi wrote, set your sights on a place higher than your eyes can see. We're the only one who can see what we see. I mean, we can describe what we see, but no one will ever see anything quite the way we do. And no one will truly feel our pain or our happiness quite the way we do. That's what makes us unique and original and important to the universe. The universe doesn't repeat itself. It extends and expands itself. And we're part of that original expression that continues to uniquely express. Only we are responsible for what we see and how we feel. And by deliberately directing our thoughts, we have the power to control how we feel and positively affect the things that come into our life experience. Just us. But we got to stick with our mental focus and not get all wobbly in our thinking because others doubt that we can have what we want. We need to decide to walk through our day, seeing and feeling what the Christ in us is revealing to us, and there's something good in every moment. So on this Father's Day, as we remember our beautiful earthly fathers who were willing to navigate in the uncharted territories of raising us, let us also remember our Divine Father and claim our relationship with one another as brothers and sisters in Christ. Then we'll be purely in love with the whole thing. I mean, sure, we don't look alike on the outside, and that's good news because we'd get so bored. But the holy blood within us flows with the same love. The very same love. A Course of Love tells us the Christ in you is the real you. No one expresses the Christ quite like you do, or I do, or anyone else does. But we must believe that's true before we are able to say, with our heart open wide, the Christ in me sees the Christ in you.